Well, schools funding is taking centre stage in the political contest at the moment, with Labor promising $14 billion over the next 10 years for government schools. This escalates the political battle over education following the coalition's multi-billion dollar deal with Catholic and independent schools. Both sides say they're committed to the Gonski reforms that have introduced needs-based school funding. Our political reporter Melissa Clark joins us from our Parliament House studios. Mel, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Take us through this funding deal that Labor unveils today. What's new about this?
Well, this is Labor committing to restore a full level of funding to public schools that will see them get their full fair amount as calculated by the Gonski funding formula by the end of a decade's time. So that's $14 billion over 10 years for government schools. It's a little backloaded. A smaller amount will come at the start. So there'll be $3.3 billion between now and 2022. And Labor is saying that there will be this money for public schools as well as matching the more than $4 billion for Catholic and independent schools that the Morrison government announced just a short time ago. The other big part of this is that Labor will say they will scrap the current 20% funding cap from Commonwealth coffers that the coalition put in place, saying that that's not fair because some states don't have the same ability to raise money as others, and therefore some states need more money from the Commonwealth than others.
Okay, so is that where the rubber hits the road? Because Labor and the coalition both support needs-based funding. They want each school to reach that fair level, that school resource standard of funding set out by Gonski 2.0 funding formula. They agree on the formula. How is it that they have such different funding promises? Is it just about a percentage of what they think the federal government should do and what the state government should do?
It's two things, really. It's partly that, but it's also a difference of how quickly we get to that fair level of funding. Because although the Gonski formula gives us a number, we can say for each school per child, this is what that this school should be getting so that there is a fair education. It doesn't guarantee that money comes there. The money still has to be stumped up, and not all schools are currently at that level. So how quickly we get there is the other part of this calculation.
Okay, so we all agree on the amount that's needed. It's over $10,000 per student or something. That's an agreed amount, but there's no one position on actually making sure that's delivered.
That's right. Labor's saying that they're putting up enough money that means that every school can get to 100% of the money that they should be getting under this formula by 10 years' time. Mm-hmm. And that's why they want to offer up more than 20% in some cases, saying, for example, the Northern Territory has less ability to raise money than a state like Victoria or New South Wales, and therefore the Commonwealth should pitch in more. The coalition says they need to be realistic about just how much money can be pumped in over the next 10 years. They accuse Labor of offering more money than is feasible that can actually be funded. Hence, you probably hear their comments about funding on the Never Never when they're trying to describe Labor's policies. And they say that, look, funding of public schools is a state government responsibility. Therefore, it is reasonable that they pay 80% of the funding for public schools. And historically, the Commonwealth has helped out private schools, and that's why they're willing to offer up more to help Catholic and independent schools transition to this new formula. So that's where we get this difference in how to get to the funding agreement that everyone agrees we should get to.
Okay, but so Mel, this is clearly going to be a major difference between the two parties at the next election. Bill Shorten would dearly love the next election, I think, to be fought on education schools funding. And he's rolled out a number of promises over the last week or two, early childhood education, early education, and now this.
Absolutely. This would be how Labor wants to go into an election battleground, with a fight over who is going to offer more money for schools. That would suit their campaign style. But the coalition is going to try to avoid an election on this. That's part of the reason they struck the deal with the Catholic and independent schools, because they faced that backlash in the Longman by-election from the Catholic sector. So expect Labor to keep visiting schools every day between now and polling day, because they want this to be the election battleground.
And expect to hear the Prime Minister talk about Labor just wanting to tax you into oblivion between now and then too. Melissa Clark, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our Canberra reporter, Melissa Clark. And after 7:30, we'll be joined by Deputy Labor Leader and their Shadow Education Spokesperson, Tanya Plibersek.